pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Good evening, everybody. So right off the bat, let's go right into the continuing business for the extension for Central Hudson Sewer District, the Allen Street. So we have to go through seeker, and then if the board approves the seeker, we have a resolution to approve. So seeker, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adapted land use or zoning regulation? Answer that we have is no, or small impact. Will the proposed action result in a change of use and intensity of land? Answer we have is no, or small impact may occur. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of existing community? Answer we have is no. Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action result in adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy, and if it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action impact existing public-private water supply, public-private wastewater treatment utilities? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, fauna? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooded, or drainage? The answer we have is no. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? The answer we have is no. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
So with that, the Town of Catskill is lead agency. We did receive a letter from SHPO, New York State DOT. I believe that was it, right, Liz? Just those two? Neither one of those agencies have an issue with this project. With that, I will accept a motion for a negative declaration.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Now we have a resolution issuing a determination of environmental significance pursuant to seeker and authorizing pursuant to Article 12 of the Town Law, extending the town's existing Allen Street Sewer District to include the property located at 7964 Route 9W. Whereas the Town Board has caused to be prepared Parts 2 and 3 of a short environmental assessment form and carefully considered the proposed actions against the criteria of 6 NYCRR 617.7 sub C, and has considered reasonably regulated long-term, short-term, direct, indirect, cumulative impacts and connections therewith. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Town Board hereby reaffirms its classification in the proposed action as an unlisted action under seeker, declares itself lead agency for review of the action, issues a negative declaration of environmental significance, finding that the action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts, and that therefore an environmental impact statement not need be prepared, and authorizes the supervisor to sign Part 3 of the SEAF, and be it further resolved that with respect to the proposed extension of the Allen Street Sewer District to the property at 7964 Route 9W, the Town Board hereby makes the following determinations pursuant to Section 194 of New York State Town Law. The petition is signed and acknowledged and proved or authenticated as required by law and is otherwise sufficient. All the property and property owners within the proposed district or extensions are benefited thereby. All the property and property owners benefit are included within the limits of the proposed district or extension, and It is in the public interest to grant the in whole or part of the relief sought, and be further resolved that the town board hereby approves the proposed extension of the existing Allen Street Sewer District to the property at 7964 Route 9W as set forth in said map, plan, or report, and such extension shall be bound and described as set forth in said map, plan, and report, which is annexed hereto, made a part hereof. And so it further be resolved that the town clerk is hereby authorized and directed to file a certified copy of this resolution and order to the duly recorded in the office of the clerk of the County of Greene, New York, and such shall also, within 10 days after the adoption of this order, cause a certified copy therefore to be filed with the office of New York State Department of Audit and Control at Albany, New York, in accordance with Town Law Section 194. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
To approve the extension. Motion by Dawn, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Any further discussion on the Allen Street Sewer Extension? Got any comments?
No. Sounds good to me.
All right.
We'll never see him again.
Hey, I might come back down once in a while.
You're welcome to stay tonight, too, if you
can. I'm pretty sure my
we just lost half our time.
He'll get lost in the roundabout.
Yep.
We just lost half our time.
Have a good night.
You too.
We have a recommendation from our ambulance administrator. George Jewin, ambulance administrator for the town of Catskill, wishes to hire Michelle Dio as part-time, permanent part-time AEMT at the rate of $23.85 per hour, effective on September 21st, 2025, to remain in operational level. So therefore, the town board approves the hiring of Michelle Dio as permanent part-time AEMT for the probationary period September 17th, 2025 to November 17th, 2025 with a start date of September 21st.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. We have a resolution from the judges requesting to hire Kelsey McCarroll Dees as a part-time clerk for the courts. They would like her start date to be September 15th. She has passed all of her background checks. Yes, she started Monday. She passed all of her background checks. The starting pay is $18.74. We had two applicants. Both applicants were hired. And motion?
Motion.
Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. All right, we have AllPay. This is a system for a code and Liz to be able to accept credit card payments. This is at no cost to the town of Catskill. But I'm wondering, and I take responsibility for not bringing this up last meeting, if Ted should look over this contract.
And so, I mean, it's a standard.
I know Mac kind of probably feels like we keep on kicking this down the road, but
I mean, it's a standard agreement. It's we have an option of a 30-day out if we want to.
Okay.
It's important to be able to start taking credit cards in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
So we can approve it and have Ted look it over. We can opt out and
we can approve to allow the supervisor to sign it after the review of the town attorney.
All right.
Motion.
Okay. Motion second. By Jared. Second. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. All right. Those were the four items we officially had, right, Liz?
Yes.
All right. Next up. We need to have a special meeting either October 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. The reason for this meeting is because the tentative budget needs to be presented to the board by October 5th. And October 5th this year is a Sunday. So the clerk needs to present the board with the budget prior to that. It would be a very quick meeting. We'll open it up. Liz will present us with the budget, and we'll close the meeting and go on with our day.
October 1st, you said 1st, 2nd, or 3rd?
Yep.
First is a Wednesday.
First is a Wednesday.
Does that work for you, Jared?
If we do 6 o'clock, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be. Okay. 6 o'clock. All right. Can I have a motion for a special meeting on October 1st at 6 o'clock, Town Hall, for the purpose of budget presentation by the town clerk?
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Now we can write on our schedule, right?
Yep. So now we have a meeting on the 7th, so that's a regular town board meeting. After that, we can go right into budget. What other days in October works for everybody to have budget meetings?
Because we have a workshop the 15th.
Yep.
Kirsten, so we actually have meetings 2 weeks in a row.
Kirsten is not here on the 15th.
Okay. So should we try to squeeze some in before the 15th?
Yes. Yep.
So why don't we do... Are Thursday nights bad for people, or?
For October?
Yeah.
What date are you looking at?
The 9th.
The 9th.
The 9th should be fine for me.
Because we'll get it on the 7th. That gives us the 8th.
We're going to get it on the 1st.
Sorry.
Yep.
On the 1st. We'll start making changes on the 7th. And we can do another round of changes on the 9th.
So do we want to do 6 o'clock for all these meetings or 6? JR, what time do you get back in town?
On what day?
The 9th.
Any night?
Yeah.
You want to do 6:30?
Yes. Can we stick
this way? You're not rushing. Liz, does 6:30 work for you?
Okay. I'll be on my way back from Greenville. But
what time would that
4:30 is the event. So yeah, it should be fine. 6:30 should be fine.
6:30? Okay. Dawn, you okay with that? So first one would be on the 9th at 6:30.
Can we want to do it on the 14th? The day before the 15th meeting?
Well, your first one's going to be on the 7th after your board meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll have a special meeting on the 9th, budget. And then the 14th, I'm for as well, if that works for everybody.
And because then we have the 15th, and I almost think we'll be buttoned up for the 15th meeting.
With Kirsten not here, I would
schedule like another extra one towards the end.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get as far as you think we will in 3 minutes, or 3 meetings. I would like to... So the 7th we'll talk about it, the 9th we'll talk about it, the 14th at 6:30, does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 15th is our normal workshop.
Yep. Would the 16th work for everybody?
6:30, yeah.
Yeah, 6:30 yep. Should work.
All right.
Should be fine.
And then, so that's 4. Can we schedule a 5th one the week of the 20th? Because, Liz, we have to be the 27th. It has to be. We should have another one the week of the 20th. What day works best for everybody? Do we want to stick with Thursdays? Or do we want to go earlier in the week? This way, if we find out we need another night, we can...
Wednesday, maybe? Or Tuesday? No,
Tuesday. What day of the week are we talking about right now? The 22nd?
21st.
21st is a Tuesday.
That's Diwali. I'm busy.
Okay, 22nd?
22nd's a Wednesday. That's good for me.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Does that work for you? Wednesday the 22nd? All right, so we'll do that one at 6:30 as well. Okay.
So the confirmed dates we have are...
We'll get the budget on the 1st. Our first official meeting talking about the budget will be the 7th at a regular meeting. Then we have a budget meeting on the 9th. Budget meeting on the 14th,
mm-hmm.
Budget meeting on the 16th, and a budget meeting on the 22nd.
Liz will send us all out the schedule.
Are we good with those days?
Yeah.
All right, can I have a motion for that?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second.
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Any updates? JR Pocket Park update?
Yep. I met with Sean and Charlie yesterday morning at 6:30 in the morning. We walked the premise. When they're available, they're going to transition up there. Not sure if it's going to be before the bridge is completion or after the bridge is completed, but once they get some free time, they're going to go up there, grade it off, so we have more of a visual of what we're going to do, and then we'll move forward from there. So, otherwise, we're moving in the right direction. So,
cool. Any update?
Nothing really. Everything's. We'll see what we're doing. Budgets. Mark's putting in for another mower because we have a mower that's on its last legs.
Okay.
waiting to hear back from Brian Ryan as to when they're going to start the door. I wanted to make sure it's in stock before we cut the hole.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, everyone, tomorrow's Garrison's 50th anniversary.
Okay. Our temporary bridge for Panelville is scheduled to arrive the last week of September. The company had an issue getting transportation for the bridge, which I can't even imagine what that looks like. But we'll see. When we know a date and time that it's coming, I'll let everybody know so we can watch.
Yeah.
And take it off. It's going to be interesting. Next Tuesday, the 23rd,
yes,
Vetter Road at the intersection of, well, all of Vetter Road is going to be closed from 8:30 to 2:30 for culvert pipe replacement. This Sunday is the cat auction, the gala. If anybody's available to help, JR, I could use some help. Showing the cats off. It's a great event.
And it's also Piscatum Fire's,
yep,
chicken barbecue.
Yep, chicken barbecue. Yeah. That's all I have. Brian? Okay.
Nope.
Dawn?
No.
What's the barbecue, 12 to 4?
Yeah.
And Garrison is from 1 to 8.
Yep.
On Sunday also?
Garrison is tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yep. Okay, public.
I have a question, a couple questions. One, who's paying for the extension of the Central Hudson sewer line?
Central Hudson.
Central Hudson is paying for it?
And they provided an escrow account, so they're paying for all engineering, anything associated with that extension they're paying for.
Okay, and then... the town take over?
Nope. It's all going to be privately owned.
Pardon me?
It's all going to be privately owned. We're not going to own anything.
Well, they're going to own it privately and maintain it privately?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the grinder pump's going to be on the other side of their fence line.
Okay. Just for your information, as you know, the county's starting their budget. And I'd like to let you know, I know you're thrilled, but the Catskills equalization rate dropped 0.28%. And in fact, all equalization rates in all the towns, except I think for one,
Athens,
actually dropped. So the drop in equalization rate, I haven't finished my analysis, so I compared it to what it was last year. So it depends on how that all falls within what the county's going to raise for taxes,
mm-hmm,
as to whether or not the town will anticipate another increase in county taxes, which I think it will, so that you know that that's a possibility as you're doing your budget. Also, I don't know where they stand on how they're going to incorporate the quote county ambulance administrator or into the county budget, and what effect that may have on the overall county budget, and what they're going to do with the fly car, because that's supposed to be reviewed and incorporated into the county budget. I'm not sure whether that's going to be done this year in the 26 budget or the 27 budget, but definitely that's going to have an effect on the town. And so I'm just letting you know that you're going to need to take a look. You're going to need to get a hold of your county legislators and have them communicate with you as to what's going to happen as the county budget goes forward. Because I think, you know, based on the ambulance study and the meetings that the committee or supervisors had, my recollection of the last meeting was that the county is going to start moving forward with putting in a coordinator, I guess what they want to call it, and also to maybe absorb the fly car into the county budget. Now, that's a bigger nut to crack than hiring somebody to move along with the ambulance study. But again, I mean, you may be talking, you know, $8-9 million. I don't know how they're going to pay somebody, not to pay somebody a decent amount of money plus the staff to do all that. And I did send to the county administrators, and I sent to Pat an analysis of the county fly car expenses for the last 6 years, how much they made in revenue, what their assets are, what their balance sheet is, so that you have an idea that if that comes up at the county meeting, that you can, you know, look at it and make an intelligent decision as to what's going to go forward. I don't know if there's been any discussion with the fly car, but that is a not-for-profit organization. You can review their file, you can review their 990s online. That's public information. So I'm not sure the county obviously keeps their budget negotiations secret, usually, until it finally becomes public. So I know that I would be on Matt Levera and the county legislators' back as to what is exactly going on with the county budget as it affects the town of Catskill. Because with that decrease in equalization rate and any changes in the how much they're going to raise by taxes, mm-hmm. Will affect the town of Catskill. And Town of Windham and Town of Catskill equalization rate has dropped the lowest in the county. So I'm just letting you know so that you have that information as you're doing your budget and what you may expect. I know it's not going to probably not going to affect your budget too much unless they come up with some issue with how they're going to do this transition or look at this transition with an ambulance coordinator, quote. So I know you may know better than I, but I just hope it goes well. That's basically all I wanted to let you know about.
I appreciate it. For the ambulance, just on that real quick, the last meeting, which was July or August.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
We left it that they were going to look for an administrator.
Right.
They haven't posted that yet.
No.
And then there was also talks about actually leaving the fly car system as a standalone entity for now and not absorbing it into the system. So, of course, that created a little dissent in the room because now we're going to be paying for Green EMS as well as a countywide ambulance system. And we're losing half of the workforce if we don't absorb them into the new system. So the countywide ambulance system right now is at a standstill. There's nothing aside from them possibly hiring an administrator in 26, nothing else is going to happen. Green EMS isn't going to move anywhere. There's not going to be a countywide ambulance system next year.
But if they decide to try and absorb the Flycar system into the county, that means, you know, everybody's going to become a county employee.
In order for the system works, in order for this proposed system to work, Green EMS needs to be absorbed. It has to be absorbed by this new entity.
Right. But they got assets, as you can, if you looked at the balance sheet, they have assets, they have liabilities, not much on liabilities, but they have assets, they have equipment, and staff. So if that's something they're going to work towards, you got to have money to be able to do that. You just can't come up next year in the 2026 budget and say, by the way, we think we're going to absorb it. And they have to approve it. They have a board of managers.
Yep.
And that board has to approve any changes to that not-for-profit organization. the county just can't take it.
Right.
So, and if they take it, they're going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they're the main supplier of income to the Flycar. You know, I don't know what their budget is this year, but I bet you it's going to be close to $3 million.
Yeah.
They're going to get from the county, or close to that anyway. So they do generate some other income, but basically it's from the towns who pay into the system.
Yeah, it's a small portion. I think it's right around $300,000 in total.
Right. And then the majority comes from the county. So, I mean, it's just an issue that's going to be there, but as you work through your budget and look at their budget. I don't know. I know that the county sales tax has increased over 3 or 4% over the prior year, and they probably will not even use their sales tax this year for their budget. So you're probably looking at a major fund balance, although they've set aside, I think, $26 million to build the mental health building out in Cara. And as you know, they just took
Marshall and Sterling
off the tax rolls.
Yep.
Which is probably going to, and they're going to pay over $1 million for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a loss. That's a loss to the town.
Yep. So is the old Stewart's building.
Yeah, and all that affects your budget.
Yep.
and how you react. Maybe you can tell Matt that you would like to have the county gift that property to the town. Marshall Sterling building would be a nice place to put a town hall.
Yeah, I forgot what they
were. Town ambulance building.
What were the plans for that?
Soil and water.
And it's supposed to be Veterans Agency and Soil and Water. Which, those two agencies aren't even going to fill that place up.
There's four people working Soil and Water.
Yeah. So, anyway, I would anticipate they're probably going to move somebody else in there too at some point in time. Yeah. That's all I wanted to let you know. And also, just for your information, I want to be, you know, pissy about it, but Ozzy has a schedule. So if you're going to schedule,
I know where this is going.
If you're going to schedule all those budget hearings, I've got to fit that on Ozzy's schedule.
Well, does 6:30 work for Ozzy?
Yeah, it does.
Right, so we're good.
Can we bring him with you?
Yeah, bring him with you.
Bring Ozzy with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The clerk will enjoy that.
That's awesome. Thanks, John.
There's only so much seating in here. Yeah, packed house.
I can bring some beer.
Oh, and
one thing
I forgot, we should have the ambulance union contract to us so we can vote on it the first meeting in October.
Very good.
Also, as an aside, I know there was a terrible accident on Bogart Road. Was it this weekend?
Last weekend?
Did they determine, was it just somebody fell asleep? It looked like they said they went off the road.
It's still under investigation.
But I think the highway superintendent obviously should take a look at the road to make sure that the town has no issues on that road. I know that you can't say anything, but I mean, Bogart Road is a decent road, so, but there are some.
There's some sharp turns, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Brenda?
I don't have anything. Thanks.
You don't have anything to follow that?
No.
All right, with that, do we need to go into executive session tonight? With that, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by, everybody said something. Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. All right. Thank you, everybody. Big crowd.
This is the countywide increase.